Speaker Larry Householder says that line was removed because he wanted the House's anti-discrimination policies to follow classes designated in federal and state laws.
LGBTQ currently is not one of those protected classes, so we continue to abide by and comply with federal and state law.
But Minority Leader Amelia Sykes notes the Senate, Supreme Court, and all top elected leaders have included protection for LGBTQ employees in their policies.
The general consensus is if Ohio is not an inclusive state, we are closed for business.
Bills have been repeatedly proposed in the legislature for the past decade to provide LGBTQ protection in Ohio's civil rights laws, but none have come close to getting approval. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.